The pressure to look perfect. As women challenge cultural standards of beauty, more and more men are succumbing to unrealistic body ideals.
Free the hair. For many women, this year started with January, a combination of January and hairy. It's a month for letting your body hair grow. Since it was started in 2019 by British students Laura Jackson and Ruby Jones, the January campaign has rapidly gained global traction. Clearly, women have had enough of shaving. And for good reason. The typical woman will spend 8 weeks of her life engaged solely in the removal of body hair. It's boring, expensive, and can hurt, but most women see it as unavoidable. This wasn't so in the 1970s, a decade that celebrated natural beauty. However, an obsession with hairless female bodies that started in the 1980s porn industry progressively took over society. By 2015, the taboo was so great that Miley Cyrus provoked scandal in the media when she let her armpit hair grow. The obsession with Miley's armpits continued until she relented and submitted to the wax. Since then, there's been a major reversal, not just overgrowing hair, but in going makeup-free and not dyeing grey hair too. This was initially thanks to the COVID lockdowns, when women felt free to do as they pleased. Today, 1 in 5 say they are happy to let their body hair grow. Meanwhile, on Instagram and TikTok, the movement has gained strength, as many content creators have joined in with body hair totaling 1.2 billion views to date. But the battle isn't over yet. Typically, internet trolls call them unhygienic and smelly, although, as far as we know, the internet is not yet able to sense and transmit smell.
Men discover looks maxing. Women have cared about beauty routines for centuries, but now more and more men are copying them. Only they don't call it beauty care. They're calling it looks maxing, which is much more manly. The idea is that they're doing something similar to maxing the power level of a video game character, but with moisturizer and hair pomade instead of cannons and grenades. 18-year-old American TikToker Dylan Latham has gained 1.3 million followers since 2022 with looks maxing advice that he sums up as taking things girls have been doing to look better and telling guys to do the same. While the majority of his followers are teenagers like himself, they can be as young as 10 or 11, because as Latham says, you need to start doing these things at a young age, because the later you start, the less the results are going to show. There's nothing wrong with men taking care of their appearance, but looks maxing comes in two forms. The version you find on TikTok is called soft maxing, because it focuses on non-invasive forms of maximizing personal attractiveness. But there's another version, hard maxing, that can be found on internet forums. This version promotes turning to steroids and surgery as a way to become an alpha male who will impress and, ideally for many, dominate women. Ultimately, both versions go in the same direction, one women know well, toward the imposition of unrealistic ideals of beauty and the encouragement of insecurities and body dysmorphia. It's gender equality of a sort, but maybe not one that's going to make anyone happy.